We figured that way, it would reach enough corners of the internet by dawn, and then there would be no stopping it. Along with it, we posted a pink graphic with white text that said Free Britney, hoping other people would share.
I hardly slept. By morning, the episode link and pink graphic tile were virtually plastered everywhere. What really took it to the next level was when Lynn Spears showed her support. Entertainment Tonight made a segment about it.
Someone wrote on her Instagram post, quote, I really hope your ailing ex-husband isn't keeping your daughter somewhere against her will. Well, Lynn actually liked the comment. She also liked several others that included the hashtag Free Britney.
The daytime talk show, The Talk, also talked about it. One of the hosts, Eve, wore a shirt with that same graphic I had made myself that said Free Britney.
Well, what's good about this Free Britney campaign that's out, and I love that shirt. Eve got that shirt off. Yeah. I love about this is that it's bringing awareness so that if something shady is happening, something not right, then at least now eyeballs.
We felt this incredible momentum. Like, we weren't alone. The world cared about what was going on with Britney Spears. A fan organized a rally outside of City Hall in West Hollywood, LA's biggest gay neighborhood.
We were interviewed at the rally by an Entertainment Tonight reporter covering it.
Guys, we have a very large group back here. They're very passionate. Barbara, if you could say one thing to Britney Spears right now, what would you say?
I would say we love you and we believe you.
The whole reason we decided to put out that Britney's Gram episode was we hoped that the public pressure would shake things up. And it seemed to work. The day after that first rally, a new hearing was set in Britney's case. And then Britney's mom, Lynn, asked to be an interested party on the case. That means she'd get to add her input in court. This had never happened in the history of the conservatorship. It had always been just Jamie calling the shots. Change seemed to be brewing.
And less than a month after we dropped that podcast episode, Britney showed up in court. In a closed hearing, she confirmed what the paralegal said about her stay in the mental health facility, that she'd been sent there against her will.
Observers weren't allowed inside the hearing, but I did see Britney after it was over. She was being ushered onto an escalator by security. She was wearing a black turtleneck and a red skirt. She looked anxious, like the rest of the people in and out of the courthouse on any day of the week. But she was Britney Spears, and this was the closest I'd ever been to her. All of a sudden, things felt very real, and way bigger than me and Tess, bigger than Britney's Gram.
In the last 2 years since we published that voicemail, we've learned a lot about Britney and the super complicated legal situation she's in. One that a lot of people are in. One that you could be in.